So I'm a Baltimore native. Grew up in a community in West Baltimore where there's a lot of adversity, a lot of challenges. And one of the things I always used to like seek was the opportunity for me to really be who my family prepared me to be, not just in the household, obviously, but when I stepped out into the community. So despite the challenges and the things and the dynamics that I was faced on a daily, I was able to be successful by the grace of God. And so now in my portion of my life as a professional, I look back at my lived experiences and looking at the United Way's vision and opportunities to serve communities, disadvantaged communities, and to uplift housing efforts, to uplift health outcomes, and specifically family stability. And with the program that I'm working with now, it's an honor to work in this space with a program that's derived amongst education and career-based initiatives. And so for me personally to have the ability to work in this is an honor, because I actually was a stellar student growing up in West Baltimore. But when I got to high school at the age of 15, I learned a lot about myself. I actually was expelled from Emerson High School. And that moment created a lot of, It wasn't a pleasant moment for me. It wasn't a pleasant moment, obviously, for my mom who raised me. And so looking back at that moment, I didn't understand what I was going through. But I realized a couple years later when I was an undergrad that that moment had to happen, because when I got to college, I had the opportunity to select my major, and I selected sociology because I said there was a lot that I was going through. There was a lot that I was actually experiencing. But my teachers and the school administration who made a decision to remove me from the school were not privy. And so I believe that that's what the essence of Young Men United is. It's a program that's supporting things that the schools are not privy of, the administrators are not privy of, and it's a holistic approach to wrapping our arms around the students and their families. And I'm just grateful to be in this space and a program that's actually has 75% of the young men being accepted into college and to 43 of the seniors to actually graduate for their high school requirements on time. These beating the national averages, and it's great to serve as a leader and, more importantly, a servant with the Young Men United program and the United Way of Central Maryland.